So can you tell us your top legislative priorities heading into this session?
Sure thing. Thanks so much, Bill. The most important issue that I'll be tackling this year is the issue of citizens' property insurance. Unfortunately, for those of us in South Florida, we keep waking up to morning headlines of more money being what looks like misused by top executives and our rates going up and not really seeing much more coverage for it. So I have a couple of different legislation that would hopefully fix that. One of the things is to ensure that a member of the board, the oversight, or rather the board of citizens, be a resident from Miami-Dade County, someone that actually has to, you know, to pay those rates. So I think that that would be something that, you know, might be able to do something. And also I'm working on trying to get the cap, the annual cap that we have on citizens' rates, be something that applies not just to existing policies, but to new policies as well. And then, unfortunately, a lot of what we'll be doing is kind of fighting off bad legislation when it comes to the issue of property insurance to ensure that, you know, our rates, certainly I understand that they need to be adequate or fair, whatever that might be, but that their coverage be there as well, because we hear so many stories of when that just doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah, I'd imagine since everybody has a story in South Florida about citizens' property insurance, that that is on the list of your constituents' top priorities as well. But what else have you heard? What have you heard from your constituents about their top priorities heading into this two-month session?
Well, I think property insurance is at the top of the list. A very close second is the issue of the elections. I'm on the Ethics and Elections Committee, and I think some of you have already seen that there's been some movement in the legislature to modify the bill that was passed last year with regard to elections. I see a strong push in Tallahassee to respond, hopefully, to our citizens' request to extend the number of early voting days. We've heard loud and clear from our constituents on the importance of that, and also on the importance of increasing the number or the possible number of early voting sites. One of the suggestions that I've heard time and again is why don't we have early voting at large places of employment, such as our state universities and our community colleges that already have so many people that are there day in and day out. And so I think you'll see a bill addressing that as well, so that we won't have to go through that embarrassing exercise one more time of being the state and then, you know, the last state in the nation as a holdup, but more importantly for our constituents, you know, anyone having to wait 5, 6, 7 hours in line, that's just something that's unacceptable.
We haven't even discussed education, and you know, as I look at the committees that you sit on, the bulk of them are education related. You're the chair of the K-12 Education Appropriations Committee, and that will get a lot of attention this year since the governor has proposed to adding $1.2 billion back into that budget and giving teachers across the board pay raises. There are signs that Republicans may not be keen to some of those things. How do you feel about what the governor has proposed in his budget as it relates to education?
Well, I think the great thing about the governor's budget is certainly a recognition, and he's come a long way in the last couple of years, a recognition on the importance of K-12 education. In the legislature, you know, we definitely agree that money is something that is helpful to education, but that's, of course, not the only determining factor of what gets you a good education. I think you will see some more money in education. Obviously, our budget this year is slightly better than it has been in years past. It's the first year in a long time that we actually have a surplus. Of course, there are various competing needs, billions of dollars worth of competing needs in education and healthcare, whether or not to do Medicaid expansion, that could eat those dollars up. But there has been a priority set by the governor, and I'm hopeful that the legislature will follow in seeing the bulk of any surplus that we have go to K-12 education.
We've heard that some people, some conservatives, are not happy about the budget. We have a surplus this year. Some say, hey, put it away, save it for a rainy day so we could avoid what happened with the Great Recession and you know, have something in reserve. This is not an austere budget, is it?
No, well, listen, we're certainly going to put money into the budget. And I want to make very clear that believe it or not, folks, the reason why Florida was not worse in the Great Recession was because we had very healthy surpluses in the $4, $5, $6 billion ranges put away in the early 2000s so that we were able to avoid an even further crash into recession here in the state of Florida. And so I fully suspect that we're going to put money into recession, perhaps somewhere in the $2 or $3 billion range. But even taking that into account, we do expect to be there to be a little bit more money in the budget. Not nearly as much has been cut in the last couple of years, but at least we're looking at a plus year and not a a cut and minus year.
Senator, one final thing. We're having this town hall meeting February 25th, this upcoming Monday, in Fort Lauderdale. I know you won't be able to attend, but I wanted to ask you to maybe ask or tell some of the constituents that might be in the audience listening, give them a personal message about what you hope to accomplish for them in the upcoming session.
Sure thing. Well, I think the most important thing is to attend that town hall meeting. You know, people underestimate sometimes the importance of speaking directly to their legislators or legislators in general. And so that's something that's incredibly important. As we come up to Tallahassee here for the next 60 days, starting on March 4th for session, know that I'm going to be working hard on the issue of property insurance, ensuring that those rates be fair and that coverage be available, and that our top priorities, like our community college locally, our state university, our local K-12 schools, that education be that top priority so that we can put the funding in there that's needed to prepare our students for the 21st century skills that they need.
Senator, nice to talk to you. We'll do this in person one day, and we'll see you up in Tallahassee, either me or some other reporters.
Great. Thanks so much, Phil. I appreciate it.
Nice talking to you.
All right.
Bye now.